Amen, amen. Truly grateful to be in the house of the Lord one more time. The Lord has truly been good to us, and for that he is worthy of our praise. If you would, we would like to call your attention to Psalms 124. Psalms 124. And we'll be reading from the New King James Version, but whatever version you have, please follow. Psalms 124, by the inspiration of God and by the pen of David, these words are recorded. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. We read into your hearing Psalms 124, verses 1 through 8. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. This morning, I would like to sing a song. However, there's only one problem. I can't sing. But that didn't stop God from placing a song on my heart. The song is based off of this song, Psalms 124. And I would like to just simply title it, The Lord is Our Rescuer. You see, David was dealing with hero worship. Everyone in Israel was singing the praise and glory of David. They figured that they didn't have to keep their sword sharp. They didn't have to keep their skills up to date. No, they had David on their side. They figured that they didn't have to exercise. They didn't have to stay involved. They didn't have to continue to learn and grow. No, they had David on their side. But David realized that there lies a problem, because it was not David who was on their side. David says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say. He wanted them not to look at him as their rescuer, but he wanted them to look at the Lord as their rescuer. And so the song is loosely based. I'm borrowing the tune. I guess you could say that. I plan on giving it back. The tune is from a song. It's The Lord is Blessing Me Right Now. Now forget those words. This the tune I want you to keep up with. Because these are the words, the Lord is our rescuer. Right now, Oh, right now, the Lord is our rescuer. The word rescue comes from the Hebrew word yasha. Yasha can be translated deliverer, savior, and this morning I'm translating it as rescuer. Most of us are familiar with names of the Lord like Jehovah Jireh. The Lord is our provider. Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is our banner. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. Jehovah Elohim. The Lord is our creator. And I just simply want to add to that list, Jehovah Yasha. The Lord is our rescuer. Right now, yes, right now. I remember when, and I don't know what experience David was mindful of when he thought of his enemies coming up against him and how the Lord had brought them out. But I remember when my daughter was young, she wanted a swing for Christmas. And my father and I put it together, and there was only one rule. She could only swing with her dad present. So every day after work, soon as I came in the house, she's ready to go for a swing. And so at first, my wife would tell her, give your daddy a time, let him sit down. But then the competitive nature in me rose up in me, and I decided this little girl ain't going to wear me out. I will put her to sleep before she put me to sleep. And so every day we would go outside, and she'll swing a couple of times and jump out of the swing, and I'll catch her. That's my baby girl. And she'll run back, swing a couple of times, jump out, yell, Daddy, and I'll catch her. That's my baby girl. Days turn into weeks. Daddy, that's my baby girl. Weeks turned into months. Daddy, that's my baby girl. The seasons started to change. So one day we're out on the swing and she, Daddy, that's my baby girl. The neighbor came by and I said, hold on a second, baby. Let me speak to the neighbor. And as I turned to speak to the neighbor in the corner of my eye, I hear my baby yelling, Daddy. And as I turn, she's in the middle of the air with her eyes closed, flying, and nothing between her and the ground. I reach around and catch her like an Olympic superstar, and my brain is fried. You can imagine, my head is gone. Where were you? I told you to wait. I was speaking to the neighbor. Why would you jump out of a swing knowing that I wasn't ready? And that little girl looked me square in my eye and said, Daddy, you catch me every time I call. How much more so should the sons and daughters of God trust in God who catches us every time that we call? How much bolder should we be? How brave should we be? Knowing and believing that he will catch us when we fall. But I need some seasoned saints right here. I'm going to need some little girl jumping out of a swing. I need some grown man and some grown woman that been through some trouble in your life. From had some heartache in your life, had some pain in your life, and you had to call out to the Lord in the midnight hour, save me. That's my baby boy. That's my baby girl that been through sickness, had to bury a loved one and call on the Lord and he catches us. The Lord is our rescuer. right now. Oh, right now. He rescues us from trouble. Now, trouble is unavoidable. You can simply just go to bed last night and wake up this morning and trouble is sitting on your couch. Trouble is unavoidable. He shows up unannounced. He comes too early and he stays too late. He always costs too much. Trouble is unavoidable. But trouble is universal. Trouble don't care about your gender. Trouble don't care about your age. Trouble don't care about your political affiliations. Trouble will come. You can attend church 7 days a week and trouble will still show up at your door. Trouble is universal. Trouble is unavoidable. Here, David describes trouble in verses 4 and 5 as the waves of water that rushes over us. It comes and it can swallow you whole. Many of us can look back over our lives and point at points where we thought that trouble was going to swallow us whole. David recognized that in this life there will be trouble. But brothers and sisters, I need you to look on the backside of that trouble. And on the backside of that trouble, you'll discover that there's a stamp on that trouble. And that trouble is stamped temporary. All you got to do is hold on. Hold on. Trouble don't last always. Trouble will come, and trouble will have to go. Trouble can't stay. Trouble don't last always. The Lord is our rescuer. And he rescues us from trouble. Secondly, not only do he rescues us from trouble, he rescues us from traps. Now, traps are explained in verses 7 and 8. In here, David talks about the snare, the trap. It's a picture of a bird. I had to catch this. I had to use a cheat sheet. I went to a Geographic channel and looked up birds. And it was a guy trying to trap birds. And what he did was he put bird seeds in a certain spot. And the birds came and got the free lunch seeds. So when they saw free seeds on the ground unexplained, they just started eating the seeds. And then one day he came and put down seeds and then he put a trap on top of the seeds. So when the birds go get the seeds and they snap the trap, they are trapped in the trap. But on this particular day, as he was filming, he put the seeds and put the cage and he's waiting and filming, waiting on birds. A squirrel came by. Cause you see, squirrels like free seeds too. And the squirrel got in the cage and the squirrel snapped the trap. And once the squirrel snapped the trap, he began flanging around so that all the seeds fell out. Once the seeds fell out, all of the birds came and ate all the seeds. And what I learned that day was even a bird brain can avoid an already snapped trap. And we serve a God that goes before us snapping traps that the devil has trapped set for us. See, that's why I read the book. I read the Bible because the Bible teaches me about how others got in the trap so that I can avoid those same traps. That's why we need our elders. That's why we need our seniors. We need you to tell us about the trap that you got in so that we can avoid those traps. Because even a bird brain can avoid a trap that's already been snapped. the Lord is our rescuer. Right now, oh, right now, the Lord is our rescuer. Right now, oh, right now. He rescues us from trouble. And he rescues us from traps. The Lord is our rescuer. In the final verse of this passage, David says, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord is our help in the times in which we live. We can look at heroes. We can look at who's the best and who's our options. But the reality is we serve a God who specializes in helping us, who has a heart to help us, who desires to help us. He's not trying to trick us. Our Lord is not trying to overcharge us. Our Lord is not trying to deceive us. He simply wants you to know that he is our help, even in times such as these. And if we can just simply learn from a little girl, learn how to just call on him, cry out to him, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, where should I go? Father, I reach out to you. And if you do not catch me, I will surely fall. But I come by to testify, Ebenezer, that he has not dropped me yet. He may not come when I want him, but he's always on time. He may not do it the way I think he ought to do it, but he always fixes it better than it was before. The Lord is our rescuer. May God bless you and may God keep you this morning. At this time, we want to extend the invitation that maybe someone, you have to have a relationship with them. Ushers and the deacons come. We want you to have that personal relationship. You can come as you are from where you are. It starts with him extending the invitation. And it starts with you accepting it. Will you come? Will you come? Thank you. Amen. It was ours to extend. It was yours to accept or reject. May God bless you today. And at this time, we're going to move to the table of our Lord for the administration of the Holy Communion.